Hi, my name is Ryan, and welcome to This Amazing Life, the show that brings you people, topics, and ideas that inspire you to live, love, and lead your own amazing life. I believe that my mission in life is to be a source of light and joy for the world. I hope that our time together can give you a little bit more of both. So thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Okay, you ready to go? This is episode number 106. My name is Ryan again. Thank you so much for choosing to be here and spending a little bit of time with me and listening to the show. I know your life is very busy. Hopefully it has been productive, and we are going to get you into your intention of the week. If this is your first time tuning into the show, if you were recommended by a friend, or if you happen to come across me through Instagram or whatever social media or internet source you found me, thanks so much for giving me a shot. This show is all about taking small action steps to work towards building what you consider to be your own amazing life. And that can be different depending on what you have going on in your life, what your goals, your hopes, and dreams are. Circumstances are always changing. But nevertheless, we always want to be taking proactive steps to be making small improvements either for yourself or for the life of somebody else. Now, the intention of the week is something that I give out to all of the athletes that I train, also all of the supporters of the show, or people that are just genuinely interested in it. What it is, it's a weekly tool, mantra, guideline, phrase, or whatever the case may be. And we incorporate that into the week. And sometimes we include a little exercises or questions or just self-exploration things that we can do to tap into that. And sometimes they'll really hit home, and sometimes there'll be something that you want to save for a rainy day. I'm saying that because the day that I'm recording this, it's actually raining outside. The intention of the week this week is one word. That word is commitment. Commitment is the intention of the week. There are lots of things that we could talk about with the intention of the week of commitment. So what we are going to do spending the rest of the time in the episode and the conversation together is we're going to explore how you feel about the word commitment, different things that you might associate with the word commitment, whether they're good or bad, come up with some type of a game plan, and then move forward. Now, I'm going to put the disclaimer out that I was thinking about what to share on the episode. But we're going to really just focus on how you feel about commitment, because we could get really deep into a rabbit hole, specifically, for example, how you have a perception or what your life is like with relationships in terms of commitment. And if you look back to some of the older episodes, my fiance Nina and I, we actually did an entire episode. It was a two-part episode because it was about an hour and change that talked about different tips and recommendations of how we make sure that we have a really awesome, healthy, and committed relationship. So I'm going to, again, just say that what we're going to try to do is we're going to try to stay in the broadest sense and more generalized your I don't want to use the word relationship, but how you interact and how you feel with the word commitment. So what is commitment? Commitment, let's start with a word association game. How about that? If I say the word commitment, what comes up for you? I'll give you a couple seconds, let you think about it. When I say the word commitment, what comes up for you? Some possible suggestions or ideas that I've offered up to a number of individuals have been exercise, health, and wellness. You could be committed to exercise, health, and wellness. It could be your relationships. It could be work. It could be a new goal or a dream or a specific objective. What word or feeling or thought is coming up for you when I say the word commitment? Now, another way to say the word commitment, some synonyms could be follow through or execution or holding up your end of the bargain or seeing something through to the end. And there is a quote that I found from Abraham Lincoln, which was my favorite quote about commitment. And it said that commitment is what turns promises into reality. Really powerful, because what Abraham Lincoln, former president Abraham Lincoln, said is that by taking action, you're not just taking words and leaving them as empty words or empty gestures, but you are actually putting something behind it, whether it is your time or your labors or some type of a financial contribution, whatever the case may be in the right circumstance. That way, it's appropriate to the context of your example. You are actually doing something, or someone is taking a proactive step to do something to hold up their end of the bargain, to execute on a game plan, to follow through on a deadline, to fulfill their obligation. And that's really kind of one of the things that I think about when it comes to commitment. You know, thinking for myself, if I can just kind of give you a little bit of my own perspective, when it comes to the word commitment, what came up to me the most, I think, was just thinking about my personal brand. When you think about your personal brand, essentially what I equate that to is when people think of you, what is it that that they think about for you, or what do they think of when they think of you? So for me, I hope that people think that I'm very authentic, very genuine, for the most part, very positive, very encouraging, very uplifting. I'm obviously very focused on health and wellness, but I also have a really fun side. That's what my friends and family and closer friends really know, is that I have other stuff. Like obviously I'm a huge Clemson fan and a bit of a Disney nerd, but that's for like more of the people that know me. But from a stranger perspective, if somebody met me for the first time in the grocery store, I would hope they would see me as kind and respectful, and they kind of got a sense of authenticity when they met me or interacted with me. So commitment can have a huge, huge impact on your personal brand, whether or not you hold up your end of the bargain or you follow through on your commitments. So when we went back and went into that word association game, if it came up for relationships or jobs or work responsibility or fill in the blank, whatever it is that is for you, my first question is for you, or technically my second question for you, is that association that you had with the word commitment, is it a positive sensation or is it a negative sensation? Is it a positive sensation or is it a negative association or affiliation? If it's a positive one, then maybe just spend a little bit of time exploring it, recognizing what it is. So another personal example is we very recently got engaged, Nina and myself. So when it comes to commitment, then you are, or I am at least, thinking about long-term commitment. You are committed. You are promising yourself. You are standing by somebody long-term, forever and ever, for marriage, or at least that's your intent. Unfortunately, obviously, there are the cases where people need to separate for various reasons, but your intent is to stay by that person's side. On the flip side, again, this was the precursor that I put at the beginning of the show. If commitment scares you from a relationship standpoint, then what I'm going to challenge you to do is to explore that. Think if there are things that happened in your past that might have an impact on you or a carryover effect as to why you might not be having the type of serious long-term commitment in your relationships that you would like. And if you need professional help, then I'd like to encourage you to seek professional help, so that way you can explore that in the privacy and the intimacy of a professional setting in the form of a therapist, if you really need that, a therapist or a counselor or whatever the case may be. So back to the word association. We started off by saying, what words do you associate with the word commitment? And then I asked you, are those positive associations or affiliations, or are they negative associations or affiliations, or just where your brain kind of leads you to when you think about the word commitment? And now I've asked you to explore. If it's a positive thing, then recognize what it is. And if you want to incorporate more of that in your life, then great, then go ahead and do that. If it is a negative experience or a negative association or an affiliation, then we need to take some time to process that. Maybe you need to remove yourself from your current circumstance, or to try to find a safe environment for you to start thinking about whatever that situation or that emotion is that's coming up for you. Now, the next thing I want to talk to you about was actually a really interesting kind of epiphany that I had earlier this week. I wouldn't necessarily, I mean, epiphany is the only word that I can think of. It was an idea, and it was kind of like an aha moment. It wasn't like I discovered the electricity or anything like that, or the wheel, but it was a moment that made me stop and reflect. And so let me pose you a question along the lines again of commitment. Do you find that you have an easier time following through on your commitments when someone else is depending on you? Do you have an easier time following through on your commitments when someone else is depending on you compared to when you're trying to do something for yourself? Take a second, let it sink in. I'll say it again one more time, both sides, a little bit slower. Do you find that you have an easier time following through on commitments when you know somebody else is depending on you, or when you're trying to do something for yourself? For example, If you are committed, if you promised, if you said that you would definitely be there, you need to pick up your friend and drive them to the airport. Even though it's early, you said you were going to allocate that time. You were physically going to get your body out of bed. You were going to go. You were going to take them. And you wanted to do it. So do you find that easier to get yourself out of bed early in the morning to take that friend to the airport? Or do you find that you have an easy or a hard time getting yourself out of bed earlier in the morning to get more work done, to exercise, to meditate, or fill in the blank? It seems, out of a lot of the conversations that I've had, that most people would agree that it's easier to follow through on their promises, their obligations, their responsibilities, their commitments, when they know someone else is counting on them to hold up their end, compared to when they should, or could at least, work on a different challenge or goal or objective or self-development project that they would be doing just for themselves. Drinking more water, going to sleep earlier, spending less time with negative influences, exercising, eating healthier. I mean, the list could go on and on. Maybe as I'm saying this, you're kind of feeling that little gut feeling, that little twist of the knob in your gut, because you know that I'm speaking to you directly, and you know that there's something that you're supposed to be doing for yourself that you've been pushing off and off and off. I'll give you a personal example. I mean, I'm way better about this now, but a couple of years ago, I was not good about going to the doctor. The doctor that I see the most now is the dermatologist. Just because of my skin complexion, I see him the most out of everybody. But a few years ago, I wouldn't go see the doctor. I wouldn't get physicals or eye exams or whatever, because I just felt like I was pretty good. I was healthy. If I got a cold or something like that, I would just go to the local pharmacy, CVS, Walgreens, or whatever it is that you have in your area, and get a quick visit and then just the quick prescription that I need, and I was on my way. But are you one of those types of people that needs to be a little bit more proactive about something that would overall improve your state of being or keep you healthier or safer? If that's you, if you're having a hard time holding up your own end of the bargain just between you and yourself, what I'd like to challenge you now with is finding an accountability partner. An accountability partner can be a friend, a family member, a spouse, essentially anybody that you trust enough and you respect enough. That's key. That is key. You have to respect the individual enough that when you agree on something with this other person, you're going to follow through and execute. Now, as I emphasize that word respect, you respect these other people enough to do something. Can you respect yourself enough to do something as well? It's all about commitment. That's what we're talking about. Remember, we're keeping this all around the word commitment or whatever synonym that you want to do. And we've talked about a number of different things. We did a word association game. I gave you the self-exploration exercise of whether it's a positive or negative affiliation. And we also just talked about accountability partners. If you feel like you have a hard time holding up your own end of the bargain with yourself on specific things that would either improve your life or your healthiness or your safety, whatever the case may be. So I think that's going to be enough for you to think about. What I'd really like you to do is to spend a little bit of time thinking about this or have a conversation with somebody, or if there's somebody that you're interested or think could be a good fit in being your accountability partner, if it's a friend, family member, spouse, or coworker, whatever the case may be, or if you have a coach. Coaches are great. I mean, that's a huge function of a coach, to help hold you accountable. That's why people go out and they go to classes, they hire trainers, they hire coaches or mentors or whatever the case may be. So think about all that stuff and make sure that you're just taking small proactive steps. Again, I said that at the beginning of the episode. That's what we want. We want small proactive steps so we can gradually build and work towards building our own amazing life, whether that is financial improvement, health and wellness, or stress reduction, or your relationships, or whatever the case may be. Thank you so much for choosing to spend a little bit of time with me. Again, I really do appreciate you coming. I know that you have a lot going on. Sometimes it's really great, sometimes it's not, but you coming back and valuing what I have to say does mean a lot. And that's part of the reason why I am committed to the show. I know that people get value from this stuff, and I know that some people actually need it more than I realize sometimes. And the only reason why I'm saying that is because of some comments that I get from people that I interact with on a pretty frequent basis. So thank you. I really do appreciate your support. If you are interested, I do online fitness classes. I want to make sure that I start putting this out there. So if you are new to the show, I am actually a group fitness coach. And because of COVID, I started doing my own online fitness program. So actually live stream classes from our living room, which looks like our studio with all the lighting and equipment that I have going on. I do that 4 times a week, and you can access those classes either live in the moment at 9 a.m. Eastern, Tuesday through Friday, or you can actually do them on demand pretty much any time that you want after the fact. If you are interested in working out with me online, whether you are a beginner, if you're intermediate or advanced, make sure you take a look at the show notes at the bottom with all of the info below. Thank you so much for your time. I hope you enjoy the rest of what I believe will be a beautiful day for you. God bless, and I will talk to you soon.